Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Wednesday with AC, the Alex Cora interview being brought to you by Arbella Insurance and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, Major League style, at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And joining us live on the Harbor One hotline right now from Detroit is indeed Alex Cora. Hey, Alex, how are you?
So, Glenn, how you doing, man?
Terrific.
You went on vacation, family events. I saw that. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
He got rid of one of his kids. He's got three left out.
Yeah, there's three more left.
He got rid of them.
Yeah. He's sitting out by his, pool right now in Scottsdale. It's 105.
Yeah. I got to find a game plan for this because this is not easy. I think this is...
Yeah, right. It's been raining every day the whole month of June.
I think this is the first time this season we have talked to you where the team is struggling, and it's all facets of the team. It's not one part of the team. It is all facets of the team, and I'm always a little bit suspicious when you see a team do so well, and then you come out of the trading deadline, and suddenly the team struggles. So I'm wondering if you have any concerns whatsoever that your guys are watching the other contenders, new acquisitions, making a difference, and that they're looking at your team and a little bit concerned that your team didn't do enough to help them at the trading deadline.
Well, all depends how they see it, right? And, you know, those are conversations that probably they have between players. I don't get involved with that. We had a conversation as a team, and obviously we have to be patient with our acquisition. You know, Kyle, at one point, he's going to be with us, and he's going to contribute. You know, I think Robles, you saw yesterday, you know, throwing 97, 98 from the bullpen, it just adds another bullpen arm. But, you know, because our guy is not with us, it looks like we didn't do much or we didn't do anything. But we did. We actually acquired a power-hitting guy. It just happened that we're not playing well. I think offensively we've been stuck for a while. You know, this is nothing that it just happened in this road trip. I think it's been going on since Oakland. Pitching-wise, we've been on and off. So it just, you know, part of 162 games, you know, is five games. Other teams have gone through this. It just happened that it was earlier, and ours is now. So we just got to go out there tonight and put a full game and see where it takes us.
So is it true that you played like a hype video of Kyle Schwarber and, you know, his like historic little run of home runs for the team?
No, it was more for – we always have like a hitter's meeting, and that was the introduction of Kyle to the team. You know, they know who he is, and they know he rakes. It's just one of those. We do it in different ways. You know, we always have the winning play of the day. We show them, and it starts with base running at the end, and it always starts with homers. They love home runs, so – We do that on a daily basis. Okay. It wasn't a big deal.
Oh, yeah, because but to Glenn's question, I was like, oh, maybe that's why – They play this hype video. It's like, oh, look, guys, look who's coming. He's going to help you out. He's going to hit home runs.
They know who he is. They know who he is. Yeah.
Alex, when it comes to Kyle, I know you love versatility. Obviously, you look at your team, and you have, you know, I don't know how it's going to unfold, but you have an idea of if it works, we'd like to see him more at first base, or is this kid more of an outfielder and Verdugo slides to center? Is there like a plan of what you think you can get from him?
Yeah, I think for some reason people think he's just going to play first base. And, you know, I love the fact that with him in the lineup, we can protect other guys, including, you know, Jaron and Hunter. We can move guys around. Obviously, we need other guys to step up, like Marwin. But the fact that Marwin can play first, he can play left field. Kyle can DH, you know, and JD can play left field. It just adds versatility. You know, it's not that weird. Okay, obviously, he needs to learn the position at first base, and he's going to help us there. But at the same time, in certain days, we're going to move him around. You know, we just got to make sure he's healthy, he's ready to go, and he's trending in the positive way. You know, we've been talking on a daily basis what we're going to do as far as, like, rehab. If it's up to him, he'll be playing today at 7:05. But obviously, it's not up to him. We got to be smart with him. But, you know, I think the time is coming that he'll go out and play a few games, and he'll be with us.
So he hasn't played since, I think it was July 2nd. So with that kind of layoff, is there an at-bat limit? Is there, like, games that you figure, like, okay, he probably needs 10, 15 at-bats at least? Or how long of a rehab is it? Because he's been out for a while.
Well, he had five 2 days ago against Tanner Hopp. So that let's add those. But you know his history. You know what happened, you know, in when was it? A few years ago when he turned his ACL and everybody thought that he wasn't going to be ready, and he found his way into the lineup with the Cubs, you know, in the World Series. So there's a guy, he knows how to hit. Obviously, timing is always something that you discuss, and who needs more at-bats, who needs less at-bats. So those are conversations that we're having as a group, and, you know, including him, and we'll decide what he needs. But obviously, he's saying he's going to be important. He's been working out for a while. He's been hitting for a while. He faced, like I said, Hauk on Monday, although he's not going to face live pitching for the next few days. We'll see where he takes us. But I do believe that, you know, it's going to be a short one because of his offensive, you know, the way he goes about his offense. You know, it's not a complicated swing. It's very simple. So hopefully that's the case, and he'll be with us soon.
You only get four innings out of Garrett Richards last night. This has been a problem. You've got fewer than five innings in seven of your last eight games with your starters. I remember early on in the season you were talking about if we can get it through the fifth, in even early in the sixth, you're good based on the bullpen. Do you need your starters now to go a lot longer as you're now getting really into the thick of the season?
I think it's the other way around. I think we should go back to April and May. You know, if they give us five, we're in good shape. Obviously, with Robles, who's a power arm, we got one more of those. Whitlock has done an amazing job giving us multiple innings. Even Yaxel Rios, who yesterday he gave a run with two outs, you know, he's throwing 99, 100. So I do believe, bullpen-wise, we're in a better spot than early in the season. And we're not, you know, obviously, we would love to go 6-7, but I think 5 or 6 is enough for us to keep the other team in check. Just like the last two days, I think, you know, they scored 3 on Sunday and they scored 4 yesterday. We do believe that those games we can win offensively. It just happened that right now offensively we're not in a good spot, but that will turn around. You know, right now we got Doogie and we got Xander and we got JD. They're right now struggling, you know, searching, but you know, that will turn around. They're such good hitters that it's just a matter of time, and we'll be back to being an offensive club.
So we're talking to Alex Cora, manager of your Boston Red Sox. And now, Alex, now, if you had a really good, just say, like a really good hitter in Double A, let's say he was a really good hitter in Double A and he was like a first baseman, how difficult would it be?
We'll send him to the Olympics and he wrecks
it. No. How challenging, how difficult would it be for someone like that to go from Double A straight to the majors? And what is it? And is it possible? Do you think it's possible?
It's possible. We've seen it before, you know, and we've seen guys that have made the jump and be successful, and seen guys who made the jump and they struggle. So, you know, it all depends who you are as a hitter and where you at as far as, like, your development, as far as controlling the strike zone and recognizing pitches. You know, it's not impossible, but it's gone both ways, right?
Who is it? Like, I was trying to think of someone who had done it. Like, we, I kind of mentioned Bogarts, but I don't think he didn't leapfrog like that. Ellsbury, right? Was it Devers?
Devers.
Ralphie did it.
So Alex, with that, I'll just ask you. I'm guessing that 3-4 weeks ago, it wasn't even an option. We're talking to like Heim and some of the things he said, but I don't know. I mean, the Olympics come back, maybe a trip. Is his name being brought up more and more? Is it possible?
I mean, we've seen what he's done, and obviously is a different tournament, right? Nothing against the other teams that they're facing, but I think the quality of the pitch is not the same as here. But he's progressing, man. He's done an amazing job, you know, since spring training all the way till last night, you know, to keep getting better as a hitter. You know, this guy is part of the future, like we always said. But as of now, you know, it's not something that we're looking, you know, we haven't talked about.
So I want to ask you, so Tanner Houck, he's going to go Saturday, I believe, right, in that doubleheader against Toronto. Then he said maybe the 17th against the Yankees, 10 days in between. So that's you obviously going to have an opportunity to maybe manipulate a roster again, right? Maybe you can send him down and have a body. But do you expect him to make that start in between those two starts? Is he in this rotation now?
No, I mean, he'll make his on Saturday. Actually, we had a meeting this morning talking about, you know, what's coming. And as you know, there's a lot of off days coming up. We got one Monday, and then we got two, you know, in between the Yankee series. So there's going to be some changes, you know. We have to do that. Obviously, you know, Chris is making his start this weekend, and we'll see where he takes us, you know, and the feel is that this might be it, right? That this might be the last one before he joined us. So, obviously, we have to make adjustments. And while we make adjustments, I do believe we're going to strengthen actually our bullpen with some quality arms that can give us length. And I think that's a positive, you know. We're trying, as you know, Lou, you get to the point that, you know, the first few months, I always said, you know, you do what you got to do. You put your numbers, and obviously, you know, you're trying to do your best to have a great season. But the last 2 months, you know, it's a sprint, and we're going to do everything possible to put this team in a position to be successful on a daily basis. And we have to make tough decisions. But at the end, you know, that's why we're here for. That's why I'm here for, you know, just to try to manage a clubhouse, try to manage the team, and hopefully works for us the rest of the season and into October.
Do you feel like you're in a tough stretch here until, like, you know, Sale gets in there, then Houck, and he can almost reset? You know, maybe Schwarber gets...
We knew we were going to go into a tough stretch, you know, from that Thursday after the All-Star break, you know, 18 days, although we have some cancellations, you know, going to the ballpark and be there till 8 o'clock, that's not an off day, you know. Our first real off day was Monday. We just haven't, you know, we did okay early in the stretch, but we haven't hit the way we were capable of. Pitching-wise, we've been on and off, you know. It hasn't been great, but like I always said, you know, if our struggles are going to be playing 500 for a long period of time, you know, if that's our struggle, like I think right now, right, where are we at right now after the All-Star break? 9-9 or 8-9 or something like that? Well, so be it, you know. We just have to keep grinding, keep trying to get better. We will get hot again. We will start playing better baseball. We know that. It's just a matter of don't overreact to a 5-game losing streak, you know. That's the most important thing, and we haven't.
Yeah, and Alex, I was going to say, I feel like, you know, your team is, you know, what you guys have been through. I feel like, you know, it just, you know, on a game-by-game basis, the come-from-behind victories lead me to believe that they have the right mental toughness to kind of work their way out of this, just based on what they've done so far. It's not like this is a team that, you know, can't get out of their own way. They've overcome many times throughout the year, all the comeback victories we've seen throughout the year so far.
Yeah, I think we've done a good job with that, and obviously we fell on Sunday. We were going to do it yesterday when Rafi got up to the plate in the ninth inning. We were like, okay, here we go again. So it's not that our mind has changed or our mentality has changed. It just happened that, you know, we lost five in a row. That was going to happen over 162 games. But, you know, if we stayed with what we do and we, you know, we get a few bats going, we should be okay.
So, Alex, I thought we were done asking COVID questions, and then the Matt Barnes situation pops up. So give us the rundown, and what was your reaction? Initially, he tested positive and has since now tested negative. Is that what's gone on here?
No. With him, he was feeling sick Monday. So he got tested Tuesday morning, he tested negative. He stayed at home because he in the room because he wasn't feeling great. Then he got another test. He got tested in the afternoon. I think it was a 4 o'clock or five, you know, and we were waiting for the result. We got it late yesterday. It was negative. So it's just one of those that whenever you're feeling sick, you know, you have to tell the trainers and then the whole thing, the whole protocols take over. You know, the whole group was tested yesterday. Everybody was negative. So it's a little bit uncomfortable, as you guys know, but yep, this is where we at, you know. And when you look around the league and everything that is going on, you know, now with the Yankees, it's Garrett and Montgomery. It has happened Milwaukee with Hader. You know, it's one of those that you're in August, and we've done an amazing job to, you know, stay, quote-unquote, healthy. And we don't want this to happen to us in August and September because, you know, first thing first, for the individual, it's not great, right, and their families. And also for the group, you know, if something like that happened, then we'll be in a tough spot.
Is Barnes good to go today?
He's good to go today. Yeah, he is. He is.
Okay. And so when you talk about the protocol, so anytime anybody even has the flu or a cold, you basically have to sideline them. Does it matter if they're vaccinated or not vaccinated?
I mean, it matters, but at the same time, it's just like the player has to let them know. And then it goes to a committee, and there's a lot of steps that go through with the whole process, but you know, it's where we at, you know, it's where the league is at. And we appreciate that. You know, I don't mind, you know, all the steps that they're taking to keep the group healthy. But at the same time, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it's not that it puts pressure on us or on me, whatever, but it's something else that you have to manage, you know, over 162 games and on a daily basis.
And Kike in there tonight?
He is, yeah. He's leading off. Jeremy's sitting second. Rafi's hitting fourth, Alex is hitting sixth, and French is hitting eighth. After that, you got all the righties. So, you know, hopefully this is a lineup that gets us going, you know, and start playing better baseball.
All right.
I want to ask you about the offense. You were talking about it early, and you said you think they'll come out of it, and there are too many good hitters in that lineup, so I would agree that they're going to start hitting. But is there a specific problem that you're seeing that it's happening to so many different guys? I noticed they're striking out against teams that don't necessarily strike out a lot. What do you think is going on here?
It's a combination of both. I think we face some good pitching. And, you know, when you play within the division, it's a lot different than when you play teams outside the division. We play the Yankees and the Rays and Toronto. And it's a grind. It's always a grind. It's a grind for us. It's a grind for them. One thing we haven't done, and this started when we went to Oakland. We haven't been good with men in scoring position. You know, we're not hitting with men in scoring position. We haven't been good with men at third and less than two outs. And it's not about getting hits. It's about driving them in. And we haven't done a good job with it. I think perfect example, it was this weekend. I was telling team hires that it felt weird, right? Because we had traffic all over the place and we only scored two. We only scored three. And we're better than that. So I think with men in scoring position, we have to do a better job.
All right, Alex, good luck tonight in Detroit. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Okay, see you guys. Take
care. All right, man, thanks. Bye-bye.
Alex Cora right there on the Harbor One Hotline right here on OMF.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.